Blog Talk Radio.
The Shock Entertainment Report. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and I'm joined by my co-host, my lovely and intelligent and always ready to stand on her soapbox, my cousin, Miss Linda Oliver, cousin Linda, which many of us refer to her as. Thank you for joining us. Thank you if you missed the live broadcast and you check out the on-demand broadcast. Thank you for your support. If you're a long-time listener or you're a new listener, looking forward to those of you that will call in and chat with us and share what's going on in your life and hot topics. And that, to be honest, I had thought about planning like a 2-hour show today, this morning. And I thought it would be an uplifting show. I still hope all our shows are uplifting, but there's always crazy news out there. So I'm just going to mention a couple of my hot topics because I want to dedicate this show. Because Cousin Linda and I talk about pets. We talked about pets on the 4th. We talked about pets on July the 5th. I would like to dedicate this show to pet lovers and to Dixie, Lake Dixie, who was tragically shot down in Ohio, the suburban area of Loran, is that it? And the officer that killed this beautiful lab is on death duty. And they're protesting for him to get arrested. And he definitely should get arrested and should be terminated definitely and thrown in jail. It's a law in the state of Mississippi. We have laws here in the state of Mississippi regarding pets, endangering pets and killing pets. And the family of this pet, Dixie, stopped at the police officer, definitely not officer friendly that I grew up being educated on, thought he was going to help them get their 5 dogs together because fireworks had, you know, fireworks, even the owner of the dog said fireworks were upsetting, was upsetting the family and everything. So if you haven't heard the story, because I had not heard the story until this morning, and it happened July 5th, and I think Cousin Linda and I think the show, it shifted to us talking about pets, pet ownership, homeless pets. I talked about us not having animal services here in Jackson. And unbelievable. She would shoot a dog 5-plus times, definitely would put a bullet in one of us. And that's crazy because I love horsemen. I love animals, too. But a beloved, friendly pet, and then would fib on the pet, saying that the pet was trying to attack him when she was just being playful, and also they were scared. I was making sure my pets were safe, and also my neighbor's pets were safe and not scared when all these fireworks were going off. So I'm dedicating the show to all pet lovers and hoping that some of you that don't like animals and pets, you know, will also think about this. you know, sometimes we say, you know, it's bad enough killing and shooting down humans. So some of you are saying, well, if they shoot a human, you know they'll kill a dog, you know, and it happens often. I know this, too. I know this, that it happens often, because I think even when we had animal services, maybe about some years back, even our animal services, which are officers, you know, they had gotten in trouble because instead of taking the animals back to the shelter, they would shoot them to the, even euthanizing them. And, you know, I have mixed emotions because I had two dogs that were euthanized. But I had a very good relationship with my animal services also. And so, you know, they really didn't intend to euthanize my two pets, knowing that I still wanted them. But that's a whole other story. And if you all know anything about any animal services that are killing animals, report them. You know, because I heard about one probably in the past year somewhere that had been shooting animals. But, you know, report them or get on them yourself. Hey, I know what you're doing. You need to stop this. But this law enforcement officer, family thought that he was going to help them get their dogs back in the house because their dogs were frantic. And instead, he decided to shoot their dog, not tase their dog, not ask, is your dog friendly? I mean, the dog wasn't even near him. If you all have seen the body cam footage, the dog, all the animals were very friendly, very friendly. That's why I try to keep my pets, you know, and keep them, even my cat, Sylvester, because I know some people just don't like pets and don't want them on their property, but this officer killed their beloved family dog in their neighbor's driveway, and everybody got on this officer, so I don't even think he's not even going to be able to work on that police force anyway if he's not fired, because animal lovers everywhere around the world are pissed off. So, and there's some other hot topics too, but I just wanted to, that's been our hot topic recently because Linda and I love animals and love pets. And so, yeah, I know some of you probably said, but you all sure love some steak. Yes, we do. but we are animal lovers, and if anybody want to come on and talk about this, yes. We'll also keep you all updated on Monday what's going on with the water crisis here. And Cousin Linda mentioned potholes. Cousin Linda, I just seen one of my friends posted a video of a pothole with water just flowing out of it. A young lady on Northwest Street have made big news on WAPT 16 News talking about the big pothole in front of her driveway. And she's been reporting it to the city, have talked to attorneys. Attorneys say they can't do anything until somebody's hurt. Now, isn't that something? Until somebody's hurt. That's crazy. But there are a lot of hot topics in politics and everything. But today is, I named it Summer Talk Sunday. So we're talking Summer Talk. And it's a brief show. It's a 30-minute show today. I accidentally did not make it 60 minutes. But we started late because we've had crazy weather, crazy unpredictable weather, predictable unpredictable weather, what I like to call it, because the weather's predictable, but you never know when a storm is going to happen. A couple hours ago, it stormed with the sun out. Then, and I was on Instagram because I wanted to show my friends who aren't familiar with the deep south weather around the world how It can be so much fun. People on beaches, at the parks, in their backyard, chilling, barbecuing, doing whatever they do, and a storm can come out of nowhere. My neighbor, he had just used my hose. My neighbor literally had just detailed his car this morning. It was sunny and beautiful. It started raining. Then it stopped. Then the sun came out. Then it started raining again. Then the rain and the sun got confused. It started storming, not sprinkling, with the sunlight. Then that's when I decided, oh, let me show my friends on Instagram and Facebook what's happening here. How? Because some of you probably wonder, how do they not know in Texas and Oklahoma and Louisiana and Tennessee? How do we not know when a storm is coming? We know something's coming, and we might not know it's coming in our area, but we know that it will be sunny and it'll be raining. But we don't know how the day will go. Like Cousin Linda said, 20%. We don't know. What? 20%? What are you saying? We don't know. The storms literally come out of nowhere. No joke. Literally. So I was just trying to show my friends, my social media friends and my listeners, our listeners, what happened. And I said, so as I talked about the rain and the sun, and I caught the end of it, I stopped filming. So I sat down for like 2 minutes. Then it started thundering, and it became windy, and it was like a whistle. It looked like it was going to be bad. So I turned on my Instagram Live, and I filmed it, and I talked with my friends who were watching, and I even posted it on Facebook. And it was bad. It was crazy because I thought I was going to have to stop. And I even talked about the podcast starting at 3, and I said I might have to take cover. And then it continued to thunder and storm. And then I started talking about where we should meditate when it looked like it wouldn't be dangerous. So instead of talking and running my mouth, I said I'll be quiet so we all can meditate. Because sometimes I like to listen and watch those meditative YouTube videos. And the rain drops, the rain sounds are one of my favorites. So to actually watch it on live, I thought that would be a good opportunity for many of us to release some negative energy that we were experiencing. So you know Sister Girl also prayed too on the live. So thank God for answered prayers. And Cousin Linda shared with me that they had a little rain over there, but it's something. So I'm going to be quiet. The weather, Dixie the dog, and trying to keep you all updated with what's going on. But it's happy summer. Happy summer, everyone. Happy Sunday. Happy New Week. It's summer talk. Anything happening, let us know. If you all would like to be sponsors of the show, talk to me. Talk to us about becoming sponsors also. And email, and after this, I'm going to open the mic to Cousin Linda, and I'm going to be quiet. Email culturshock, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. And also Cash App. For those of you that are assisting us in redeveloping the show and upgrading it to just be too explosive, Cash App is $ Beth, BETHBTRU, Culture Shock, KULTRESHOK. That's $ BETHBTRU, KULTRESHOK. And anybody would like to know, did my report cards say Bethany talks too much when I was in grade school? Yes, that's what my that's what it said. Okay, now it's time for me to open the mic. That's part of that getting to know me and getting to know Cousin Linda. Just wanted to add that. Okay, Cousin Linda, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Good afternoon, morning.
You made room on that soapbox for two, I see.
No, I'm not on the soapbox today.
I see you've made room for two, because now I get on my soapbox.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I said now it's a double soapbox for both of us.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm pissed about a lot of things, but I was so I was very chipping. I seen that story about Dixie being killed by a cop. I'm like, I know a lot of people are surprised. I'm not surprised, but that was just downright dirty. Killing a dog in front of children and neighbors and the family and other dogs.
I didn't see the video. I don't think I heard about the story even. It sounds very tragic. And I would think that an officer would be able to subdue a dog, and especially a lab, without having to shoot it. And you say he shot the dog 7 times? Did he shoot the dog 7 times, Bethany? Hello? Hello?
I muted myself by mistake. They said five plus times. Yeah. So when you see the story, I posted it. I should have tagged you on it. It was just, oh, my God.
I just can't understand why it would have taken that much firepower to stop an animal or whatever. I don't know if the dog had charged at him. I mean,
no.
That's crazy.
When you see the body cam, you'll see she was a playful dog. All their dogs were out there just being playful. They were scared from the fireworks. Because I had to keep my pets calm from the fireworks. I had to stay calm from the fireworks because I thought sometimes they were gunfire.
Yeah, and Labradors usually are not aggressive dogs. They might bark. Because Uncle James had two, and I was around both of his dogs.
And I had Cinnamon. I don't know if you remember Cinnamon. Who was a lab mix. And she never had a problem with her. Never had a problem with her. With anybody, either.
Well, they were telling people way before the 4th to do something with your animals because the fireworks.
You even told people.
Them. Mm-hmm.
You even said.
Yeah, I remember our discussing it. I even mentioned a little cartoon that I saw on Facebook where they had the little dogs lined up with their suitcases at the airport saying they wanted tickets to wherever they wanted to go, wherever there were no fireworks. And
right.
I just don't realize, because when I had Henri, he was afraid of thunder. And he thought he was the baddest, most vicious. I'm going to kill an elephant. I'm going to kill a rhinoceros, little dog. But when it came to thunder, he was just scared, senseless. He would sit in my lap and just tremble and look around and make sure that I was still there, even though he was sitting in my lap. So animals can get frightened of some things, and we all know, at least we should know by now, that animals are afraid of fireworks. And I'm sure it was on every station in the country. But I don't know why the officer felt like he had to shoot a dog and shoot him more than once. I couldn't imagine watching my dog get shot in front of me. I don't think I could have survived that. And I'm hoping
and
I
if
wouldn't
he was
have been
such a
so
girly
upset.
Girl. And if he was such a girly girl, why he get his behind out the car?
Yeah. Well, that was my thing about police officers who are talking about, you know, when they shoot somebody in the back and they're always talking about, well, I fear it for my life. And I'm saying, well, then you're in the wrong profession if you are that afraid.
Right. And the wife, said it seemed like he was target shooting on her dog, on her beloved dog in front of everybody. Because so he shot her, shot her once, and then shot her whatever more than five times. And then you know that dirty cousin Linda. I ain't mean to interrupt you, but they didn't even let them comfort their dying dog. And then they speedily cremated their dog.
Wow.
Their dog.
That's very
their
cruel.
Dog. Well, what if they wanted to bury their dog in the backyard?
Yeah, that's cruel and inhumane.
But yeah, the mother, the wife, she believed because they know that they're going to sue. And it's an investigation. And that, and look, the whole city, the whole neighborhood, the neighbor that they shot the dog in the driveway, everybody pissed off. The officer is on death duty, but he definitely needs to be charged. I think it's a law here. It might be a law in Texas, too, when you do things like that. So a civilian won't get away with it, so he definitely shouldn't.
Yeah.
And I know
now,
it happened all the time, but it's getting ready to stop now. Unless you want to get in trouble.
I mean, they treat alligators and bears more humanely than that. Because I'm of the opinion, you know how I feel about snakes and alligators. I don't think we should corral them or catch them and release them in the wild. Now, I'm sorry, you know, for the amphibian lovers. I think and reptiles. I think those things, when they get out of their habitat, I think they need to just be permanently put away. Because in my opinion, I know we have encroached on their habitats, but once developers have gone in and developed marshlands and the Everglades and all that, when you start just having alligators running loose and deciding that they can't determine if it's a human or if it's some other kind of prey, I think we need to just get rid of these alligators. And then these boa constrictors and pythons, they're also deadly to humans. But now your neighborhood dog, your pet, no.
Right.
You can always do something with them. And, I mean, I wouldn't even want to see it. You know how I feel about pit bulls. I wouldn't even want to see a pit bull get shot like that.
Right. The pit bulls out back. No. You mentioned be careful about the pit bulls out back. But, you know, they. I know they can't change in a minute, but they're friendly just like just like my pet. They're friendly.
Yeah.
So you're right. They don't bother anybody. They're good barks. I love it that they bark. They definitely warn when they hear something. But
yeah.
I mean, don't even kill a pit bull and a Labrador. Don't kill any of them.
No.
Even a pit bull probably wasn't. And then he have armor on too, bulletproof vests and clothing.
Yeah.
A pit bull wouldn't even hurt him because of all of his uniform.
Right. People need to realize when other people have pets, those are not just pets. Those are family members. So
exactly.
I talked about the other day how Henri was referred to as Cousin Henri and my nephew Henri. And, I mean, he was just a family member.
He's always been Cousin Henri. I have always put the title Cousin Henri, and I honor him in heaven, pet heaven, as Cousin Henri.
Exactly. And I have Facebook friends who have dogs, and I'm so tickled at them because you can tell that they think these dogs are children. They're little family members. They are not just pets. My friend Maggie and her daughter have a little dog named Peanut, and I always tease Maggie. I'm like, he is just far rotten. And my friend Christine in Atlanta, her dog Jasper. Jasper is for rotten. And
these Jasper are people poodle like Henri.
I remember your dog Jasper. But I mean, and these women have daughters, but these pets, I think they love the dogs as much as they do their daughters. Because you see these dogs with clothes on, and when they get a new bed or a new toy. They have pictures taken when they take them to the vet, when they take them to the groomers. So you have to realize these are not just the dogs. These are family members. And the same thing with people who have cats or hamsters
My Sylvester. That's my baby.
Yeah, these are members of the family. And you wouldn't want somebody, I don't presume you want somebody to mistreat your little family member. Because for the most part, they are defenseless against humans. And if they attack, it's usually in defense. They think they're going to be harmed or something. So,
When you see the video, because the puppies are just looking so friendly and happy. And you, Beth is smart. She might have thought, too, just like the owner thought. Oh, this man is here to help us, you know?
Yeah. And people
and
don't
realize
that.
And that's what they said. They said she was greeting him. That's what they said. They said she, you know, all of them were just like greeting. So she wasn't even near him, and she was looking playful, like she just wanted a big hug or something.
And people don't realize that pets grieve. Like if it's two
of them
and one of them dies and is no
and
longer there. And
killed her in front of the children. Right,
yeah.
And killed her in front of the other pets. Her, I guess her mama and her brothers and sisters.
Hmm. Yeah, that's going to have an effect on them. Michael Payne had a friend that had two cute schnauzers, and one of them ate some poison accidentally and died, and the other one died a few days after that from just, they say grieving, because the other one went into a closet and wouldn't come out. And we just figured that the other dog probably died from grief. And I have heard of that before, that when it's two of them or more, when one of them is no longer there, the other ones don't know what's going on. And they just can't take it. And I know years ago I was going to work, and I think it was probably about 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning. It was still dark outside. And from a distance I could see four round blue circles. I couldn't figure out what they were. And then when I got up on them, it was two raccoons. One raccoon lay dead in the street. I guess maybe a car had hit it or something. And these two that were there that were alive was like they were
Lizzie!
Protecting that body.
Lizzie! Y'all see? Well, I'm looking for my puppy. Oh, Lizzie!
Uh-oh.
Okay. I'm sorry, but look, while we're talking, I'm like, let me check on one of them that like to walk off.
Mm-hmm.
Come on here. Okay, continue to talk. My apologies, listener.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say that those two raccoons that were still living were there, I guess, guarding or protecting the dead raccoon. I think it was dead. It wasn't moving. And, I don't know what had happened, but I know I had to drive around them because they would not move. They would not leave that body. And, you know, if most animals, their instinct is to run away when a car or a vehicle is approaching, but these raccoons would not leave that one that lay there motionless on the street. So animals have a lot of human characteristics.
Right. And respect.
Mm-hmm.
They probably trying to figure out they were grieving, and then they probably just didn't want to leave them there.
Oh, no. And, you know, we say animals can't talk, but they can certainly communicate. Because I could tell by Henri's actions what he meant. I could tell when he was sleepy and he wanted me to come go to bed, and I'd have to tell him, look, just because you're sleepy doesn't mean I'm sleepy. I'm watching TV. And just certain things, you know, and he knew when he had been bad because he put the pitiful look on me, like, oh, I know I've been bad, but please don't spank me. Please don't punish me. And, you know, you just know what they want, you know, when they want to go outside. So I just couldn't imagine being cruel to somebody's animal.
Right. And then to lie, like a Karen. Then he literally, When the owner and the neighbors and everybody approached him like, why did you just shoot that dog? And he was like, it was charging at me. And they were like, you are lying. And they were like, that dog and none of these dogs would hurt anybody. And she wasn't even near you. And she was just happy and wagging. She was like happy. She was happy. And he just started shooting at her. And he was like a Karen. You know those Karens at the shopping markets and stores. He literally started lying, saying, oh, she was charging at me. And it was many people out there watching.
Well, I was going to say, didn't he see all the witnesses? He needs psychological evaluation.
Exactly. Because what happened, the wife and daughter was getting ready to run errands. The dogs ran out the house. And so I guess they're like on a busy street. And so they were gathering the dogs, getting them back in the house. So he just so happened was in the area, and then he got out of his car. Well, if he's such a little girly girl, why didn't he keep his butt in the car then if he's scared of dogs?
Right.
Happy-go-lucky dogs, little labs. People that don't even know anything about dogs, no labs don't hurt nobody.
Poodles,
you're right. Poodles are more ferocious than a lab.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So justice for Dixie. Now we need to add a list of pet. Now the list is going to grow. Killing innocent people. Our innocent brothers and people of all colors, like the woman in San Antonio that the officers had no business killing. I'm just hurt because I have so much respect for law enforcement. And I guess good cops are hurt, too. Because really, the police chief, when you see the police chief, he's like in tears. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Well, death duty sounds like it's too good for that officer that killed the dog.
Exactly. And what's next? Will he graduate to a human? And they might need to check his records. Have he shot any humans?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what he has done.
I just don't know how anybody could not like some kind of animal. And if you like one, it seems like your heart would be there for any other type animal. I mean, people have all kinds of pets. You know, the late Kirstie Alley had a thing full of lemurs, the little hint water animals.
Lemurs. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and I now why and people have monkeys because when we were at Windstar one day, somebody inside the casino had a monkey, and so we were like, I guess that's what you call them.
That was a comfort pet. It was a monkey comfort pet.
We guess. What do you call them? Support animals.
Right.
Yeah.
Support comfort. Yeah.
Yeah, emotional support animals. Yeah, this man literally had a monkey sitting on his shoulders.
Right.
And I'm not a monkey fan, but I'm certainly not going to be around there talking about, well, what's he doing up in here with a monkey or blah, blah, blah. No.
And one thing I loved about Sherman, Texas, right, he had the monkey with him, huh? When I worked at Cha-Cha, people used to bring their little Henri's in there. The little unreasonable. Well, I never seen a monkey.
This was a monkey. And we looked it was me, Laverne, and what's the other lady's name? Michelle. And we were like, is that a monkey? Are we really seeing a monkey? And we just kind of stared for a few seconds and kept going.
If they had a credential.
I guess, because this monkey was inside the casino, and the person that had the monkey was on a slot machine. So, and I'm sure the employees of the casino knew that. So evidently he had permission to be there with his monkey.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I know when I worked at the casino, people would have their unreads with them, but I never seen a monkey, and they would show their, you're right, their emotional support, comfort, pet credentials.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm thinking about getting emotional support credentials for South Bay. If I can, I get it for all of them. But I didn't even have credentials. But one thing I loved about Sherman, businesses would tell me to bring BJ, will welcome me to bring him in and bring him with me places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, wow. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, well, I didn't have the support ID credentials, but they would allow him in, and you know, in businesses and stores and stuff, and you know, and like furniture. I didn't take him in restaurants, but I worked in food and beverage, and people, if they had the credentials, they could have their pets in the restaurant with them.
Well, my first trip to Europe, Laverne and I went to London and Paris. And when we got to London, we were just surprised that these restaurants had pets. It was dogs were inside the restaurants. And I was saying, well, now, if I had known this, I would have tried to bring Henri on vacation with us. And then
right.
When we
did
got
you ever take Henri? Did Henri ever go anywhere with you?
No, he didn't. And when we got to Paris, it was more prevalent. We saw dogs everywhere, and certainly in restaurants, which just blew my mind. I didn't think you could have animals around food, but you could. In fact, one restaurant that we were in, I have a picture of some guys at the bar, and there's a little dachshund at their feet. I don't know if it was their dog or somebody else's, but just about everywhere we went, there was a dog. And, I mean, the French just love dogs, took them everywhere. And that was a law I was wishing we had in the United States. And, you know, a lot of companies now will allow you to bring your dog to work.
As part of their wellness programs, right. As part of their wellness programs.
I don't know if it's wellness or whatever. It's just one of the perks that you can bring your dog to work with you.
Right.
Yeah, one of the benefits of working for that company, you bring your pets. And I said, I wish that had been available today. Mm-hmm. But Henri probably would have been so bad. He'd have been disturbing everybody and everything.
Henri would have been the favorite coworker.
I'd like to think so. But I know better. I know he was bad. He was a little mischievous.
But I remember Henri would come stay with Grandma. I remember Henri would come stay with Grandma sometimes.
Yeah.
If he didn't go to daycare. If he didn't go to and he looked forward, and we would go visit him too. While you would be vacationing.
So funny,
like, let's go see cousin Henri.
When he was at my mother's house and he'd be bad and I'd try to make him obey, he'd run and jump in her lap and start shaking and trembling. And I said, well, she can't protect you, Henri. And my mother would say, don't worry, grandson. Don't worry, darling.
Right.
I'm not going to let her hurt you. And he'd sit in her lap.
Because I think
a couple of times
she brought him over while you were traveling. And Henri would come over and visit while you were gone. And he would be good, but you're right. He'll sit in that lap.
And he used to go visit Gladys Brown, cousin Gladys Brown, that my mama called couldn't get. Because she would act like Henri was talking. Because I'd call and say, well, where are y'all? And, I'd be thinking to myself, where are they? Because she wouldn't answer the phone. Huh? And she didn't have an answering machine.
But that was worth sales,
so when I would call back and she'd answer, and I'd say, well, where have you been? You didn't answer the phone. And she said, well, Henri and I had gone to visit Cousin Gaddy Brown. Cousin Gaddy Brown came to get us. And that's Cousin Gladys Brown. But I guess that's
right.
What she thought Henri would talk.
Right.
Talk.
And it probably was
so,
right.
So people need to realize that dogs aren't
and
just
Aunt
dogs.
And Aunt Liz and Cousin Beth. And Aunt Liz and Cousin Beth.
Exactly. And he used to love Aunt Mildred. He'd sit in her He used to like to lay his head up
I think that's who would bring he and your mother, Aunt Helen, over. Mildred.
Probably. But yeah.
Like, look who's with Aunt Helen, Aunt Ree. I'm like, she's bringing Aunt Ree with her.
Are definitely like little family members, and especially like little children. So I really hate to hear that the poor dog got shot. It would be something different if it were. And
when you watch the evening news, it's gonna be one of the stories. Oh, but I'm glad they caught those bad little teenagers that showed out in Fort Worth too.
I am too. I am very glad because that was really, really unnecessary. I don't care what kind of disagreement they had had with whoever. They did not need to kill
acting
anybody.
Acting like they from Jackson. Cousin Linda, acting like they from Jackson. Don't be taking that stuff to Fort Worth. Don't be taking that stuff to
but
Fort
you know,
Worth.
Not, Fort Worth, and I like Fort Worth as a city, but they have always had that criminal element because if you remember the TV show Cops back in the day, every time they filmed Cops, it was in Fort Worth, Texas. They always were chasing somebody in Fort Worth.
And Oak Cliff and Keith Boulevard where Tommy and Diane's old flea market store was by Keith Bazaar. I'm watching Compton. They're Keith Boulevard. I'm like, Lord, I can see Keith Bazaar in the background.
Wow.
I'm like, but I noticed that Fort Worth.
We used to laugh about it at work. So did y'all see Cops last night? We know they were in Fort Worth. Fort Party Worth. We have this disc jockey over here, Willis Johnson, who used to call it Fort Party Worth. But Fort Worth's a very nice city. Great place to visit. Yeah, but they do have a lot of crime, as most cities in the United States now. Even small cities have horrible crimes.
Right, exactly. Because the small towns are getting horrible. I'm like, oh my goodness! You used to leave your doors open and your windows open and your doors unlocked.
I remember those days.
Right.
But you definitely don't want to leave anything unlocked now. And people still leave their cars unlocked in the driveway with computers and tablets in the car. And I'm thinking, why would you do that? But they seem to think that the neighborhood they're in is immune to crime. But the neighborhoods aren't. I don't care where you live.
Right.
I mean, even in Hollywood, you see some of the celebrities that have double security, and somebody still manages to get inside the celebrity's home. And I'm wondering what
my
kind
mouth
of security.
Just dropped. Beverly Hills, the crime, oh my God, has just gotten terrible there.
And that's supposed to be one of the safest cities in the country.
Exactly.
Because of all
and the crime
officers they have. Wow,
and then probably with the celebrities and the income, even people the non celebrities, the people with money, they have their security, but then police department and private security still not preventing crimes from happening.
No, I guess if you have a determined criminal, they'll find a way to get to you.
I guess criminals, the criminals that are listening, I guess the criminals that are listening are like, do you all hear yourself? We're going where the money at.
It seems like
they don't care.
Well,
they need
to put that energy toward something constructive.
Oh my God!
Like creating
the genius ideas. Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm thinking, if you're that smart and that genius, why aren't you doing it in a positive way? Because some of these ideas that these criminals come up with, they are just amazing. But I'm like, duh, but need to be on the other side of the table, not on the criminal side.
Right. One time I met this criminal.
One time I met this criminal at the bus. I was at the bus station, and this guy, he was just telling me his life story, where he's a reformed person now. But he said that he used to rob banks. He said, I used to rob banks, and I used to rob them by myself. He said, I knew exactly. He said, if you go to the bank that trains, that if someone just hand you a note without showing you a weapon, he said, they'll hand you the money. He said he never had a weapon on him. He said, but he knew which banks to go to write the note and ask them to hand him the money, because some banks train their employees to hand the money over even if they don't see a weapon. And he said he made a lot of money. He said he made a lot of money that way,
no,
working
he didn't
by himself.
The money. He stole the money.
He stole the money. That's a good point. And he said he used to, well, you're right, he's stealing the money. he said when he worked alone, he was successful in stealing the money. Then he let somebody work with him. That's when he got caught. He said, then when I let someone team up with me, that's when I got caught. He said, I went to prison for whatever, how many years. And so that's why he became a former criminal, because he got caught when he decided to team up with somebody, and they both got caught, and he ended up. But he was telling me the ideas, the genius ideas that he came up with and with things he would do. I'm like, he could have been like the next Bill Gates or somebody with the ideas that he had.
Well, not only him, but these people that's been commit cyber crimes, people that's stealing money from your bank accounts and stealing your credit card information and now taking people's homes. Taking people's houses and selling them, and the people don't even know that their homes have been stolen.
Ooh,
this mortgage
that happened. And selling houses to people. Oh, this woman moved from Detroit, Cousin Linda. You probably seen that on 16 News. You see where that lady moved her big family to South Jackson? And somebody scammed her, and she gave them a lot of money. It was a black family, too, a black single mother. She seen it online. I don't know if it was Zillow or what, but she paid a good amount of money, relocated her family. Then they moved in the house, and then the real owner, the real realtor, or the real family that owned the house that had it for sale was wondering who was she and why was she in their house. And I wonder what had happened to that lady, because she had all her kids. I mean, she had kids in school. Grade school age children and like young kids, and they were showing them all in the house, and she was like, I relocated here and came to Jackson. So I don't know. I hope somebody found her. All these houses here, I hope they found her a house here, you know, hopefully she worked it out. Maybe, I don't know, but maybe the people worked it out with her, but she lost that money. It was a lot of money too. And then she really brought all those children down here. And you're right. That's dirty. That's not right dirty to do that to people.
she was renting, but just suppose you were actually purchasing the home, or if you outright owned your home, and the next thing you know, it has been sold out under you.
Right.
And there's really nothing that people can do, because by the time they find out what has happened, it's too late.
And they're
and
doing that selling cars,
too.
They're doing that selling cars online.
Because they have some organization now or some company that specializes in kind of like LifeLock, you know, to protect your Social Security and your credit card information. Well, this company protects your mortgage. So it's good for these cottage industries and companies that provide that kind of security, but we shouldn't have to resort to that. Your stuff should be safe, and if you've got cyber criminals out there, it ought to be some kind of way to track them down, but they say the criminals are usually overseas and it's nothing we can do. So why doesn't our government negotiate with these countries to say, if your citizens are committing crimes against Americans, doing this and that and whatever, we have a right to extradite them to the United States and prosecute them and put them in prison.
And they're probably saying, Americans were so smart. And they're probably saying, oh, I thought Americans were so smart. Look at this.
Well, it seems like our politicians just take a lackadaisical attitude. And, well, we don't have time for that. We have other fish to fry. I'm worried about getting reelected, and I've got to go on the campaign trail and go to some fundraisers. So I don't really have time to do any type of trying to legislate or make laws or whatever. All I'm concerned about is getting reelected. Because it seems to me that it's just way too many things going on that's not in the favor of the citizen.
Well, I like to sleep at night, so I don't see how they can possibly sleep at night.
Well, if that's your
job. The politicians. I don't see how they can sleep at night.
Well, their job is, like I said, to get reelected. They don't care. It's benefiting them, and a lot of people were like, how can a politician afford 2 and 3 houses? And, well, it has been exposed, which most of us have known all along. They're in the hip pocket of corporations, like Brother Warren was saying. Who really owns America? These corporations do, or the people that work.
We continue to talk on Thursday.
Oh,
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we continue to talk on Thursday regarding the elite. Who runs America and the world? Wow. And who runs it? It's supposed to be we the people.
That's what we've been brainwashed into thinking.
Right.
The people
it goes back to what you and Brother it goes back to what you and Brother Warren mentioned. When we the people were written, we weren't even part of the people. Not nobody counts, it seems.
Mm-mm. Not unless you're a politician. I mean, look at George Santos. Told every kind of lie imaginable and got elected.
That is
and still,
crazy.
As far as I know, is a congressman.
Yep. That is crazy. And then he was a former drag queen, and it was obvious that he was a drag queen. He was like, no, that's not me. Oh, and I hate that story about him. The man trying to help the vet's dog. Talking about comfort pet. Now, that's the man. That story gets me. Taking that vet's money. And that money was to help that man's dog get surgery so he could live, and the dog died.
Now, that's about as low as you can get.
Right.
But
I already think it's bad for the... I already don't like the false promises, but then to actually flat out lie and then have a fake resume, that is crazy.
It just shows you how far the country has sunk as far as morals go.
Right. That's a lesson learned for us, for a lot of us, too. You know, that's a lesson learned. But, you know, I don't know. His vote, I don't know. I don't want to say anything about the voters, the people that voted. But that's a lesson learned, because I already think the false promises and hugging and kissing the babies is bad enough. Then to just flat out lie, and then to lie about your heritage to people, and that's crazy. Just to get a vote.
People,
and then about to then about to get kicked out. Then about to get kicked out for them same lies that got you voted for.
People will say and do anything to get elected, because once you get elected, it's pretty hard for you to lose your seat unless the next election, you know, you're voted out of office.
Right.
But you have
that's
to,
what Mike McCarthy tells. The reporter's always asking, well, what's going to happen to him? He's like, well, the voters got to decide. And he didn't resign. He was like, I'm not resigning. Jimmy Kimmel calling Pinocchio. Jimmy Kimmel calling Pinocchio.
Yeah, I mean, if I had gone through the process and the trouble of getting elected, I wouldn't resign either. Everybody is
I guess
like
he said, I made it. That's like making it in Hollywood. I guess he said, I done made it now.
I don't know if you remember Senator Al Franklin from Minnesota. And he was a comedian before he went to Congress, to the Senate.
Right.
And, you know, he had to resign because of a picture he had taken. This woman was asleep on the airplane, and he just held his hands out as though he were touching her breast and grinning. And then with the Me Too movement or whatever, that was deemed as sexual harassment, I think, something.
Right.
But anyway, he wanted to hear.
Really, it was acting like a high school boy. That's something that high school boys do on a field trip.
He was a comedian, and so
I
was not offended, but he ended up resigning, and we lost that Senate seat based on jokes.
And he was a pretty good politician, but that one mistake.
Very good politician, but however, Republicans have done everything under the sun.
I liked them as a comedian, but then I was amazed at how he really worked on important causes. Right.
Yeah, he did. But then you've got politicians now who wouldn't dream of resigning, no matter what they've done, no matter how outrageous or how criminal.
Right. Right.
Because it looks like it's about time for the news. Have they cut you off? Has the show ended?
Yeah, we did end. We did end about 15 minutes ago because it was a short. I accidentally did not extend it at 6 for 60 minutes, but I knew we need to cut off because I'm like, let me hurry up and for us to get started at 4 because I know that it's almost time for the news, and we both like to watch the news. So I have it on ABC. I have it on ABC, and I get it mixed up. I'm not sure the national news come on first or the local news.
Yeah.
But it's 5 o'clock. Yeah. So who come on first on where you? The local
the
news
national
or national
news?
News.
And then I switch
over
ABC. To NBC. Yeah, and then at 5:30, NBC national news comes on.
Okay, that's what I thought. I get them mixed up then. Okay, ABC is coming on now. And then the local news, and then it's opposite. Then it's opposite. Okay, that's I'm like, one come on at 5:30. One come on. Okay. So tomorrow, let's talk about what we've been talking about, mindful eating. And you say eat what you want in moderation and what makes you happy. So it's mindful Monday.
Yeah.
So let's talk about mindful eating. Now, let's talk about some money. Let's talk about money.
Okay.
Money tip. Let's talk about money, making money, saving money. Tomorrow, we're 11 o'clock this month. We're 11 o'clock this month, Monday through Thursday, and 4 o'clock on Friday.
Okay. All right.
Keep it consistent.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm sure we'll talk before then.
Okay. And I'll talk to you. Well, I'll listen in on the prayer line tomorrow at 6.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. definitely. Did you email Brother Warren?
Yeah, I did. I emailed him, but I haven't heard back. Well, here's the news.
Oh, okay.
I see Lindsay Davis, so I'm going to get on now. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. I see bad weather. I see rain somewhere. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Love you.